The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is the Conclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Max.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Not bad. How have you been?
I'm alive.
That's good.
Yes, but unless this would be really, really weird.
It'd be very awkward. I don't know if I could do this or not.
What, do a show with a ghost? You know I'm gonna haunt you, right?
That'd be cool as fuck, actually.
Say that now.
That'd be cool as fuck, actually. I can make a lot of money off your ass.
At least somebody will.
Well, you know.
It is how it is. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about DC animated movies, big media mergers, Fauci flip-flops again, Moderna ingredients. Wait till you hear that one. The story of Cash Gurnon and much more. Top 10 list this week, songs with a color in the title. And we will answer your listener questions. We got a lot to get into this week, Vince.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. So we'll start with TV.
I love being mad.
Yeah, some of the stuff, first half of the show, you might not make you mad.
Oh, shit.
Second half of the show, complete pissed off. So
I got to start drinking.
Yep. So when we do Song of the Week, grab a drink. All right. We'll start with TV news this week. We're getting a new Superman animated show called My Adventures of Superman. This has already gotten a 2-season order at HBO Max and Cartoon Network. We'll follow Clark, Lois, and Jimmy. They're all in their 20s, work at the Daily Planet. Clark is, of course, his other job, Superman. Jack Quaid from The Boys will voice Superman, and Alice Lee from Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist will voice Lois. But sadly, once again, Jimmy Olsen will be black. So
they took the redhead out, huh?
Yeah, just like the Supergirl TV show.
Yeah, so they do that, don't they?
Yeah, look at the new Impulse on Flash. Yeah.
Oh, that's it's the animation style going to look like Thundercats?
No, actually. And it looks like it's kid-friendly. So it's not a dark animated. It looks like it's a normal kid cartoons.
So. Oh, so the normal kid cartoons, though, enjoy the gay fucking.
Right. But
I'm glad we don't have that anymore.
Yeah. But we're all straight to series order, also from HBO Max and Cartoon Network, Batman Caped Crusader. This is executive produced by J.J. Abrams and Matt Reeves, who is doing the upcoming Robert Pattinson Batman movie. And Vince, Bruce Timm is back.
Oh, shit.
The OG Batman animated. This reimagining of the Batman mythology, produced by Warner Brothers and Bad Robot, marks Batman the Animated Series producer Tim's return to Batman and animated episodic series. So far, that's all it's been released about it. It's at least getting one season. See how we go.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. And how about this? Somebody that is one of the biggest movie stars in the world, or was one, is going to do their first TV series. Netflix has given an 8-episode order to an untitled global spy adventure 1-hour episodic series starring and executive produced by Arnold.
Arnold. In
his first major foray into scripted TV in the series, created by the guy that did Jack Reacher and The Fugitive, a father, Arnold, and his daughter learn they've been secretly working as CIA operatives for years. They realize their entire relationship has been a lie, and they truly don't know one another at all. Forced to team up as partners, the series tackles universal family dynamics set against a global backdrop of spies, fantastic action, and humor. So it may or may not be a tumor.
I thought Kennedy's on the side.
And a Mexican maid.
Wow.
And that kid looks exactly like Arnold. It's really Mexican Arnold. Scary. Mexican Arnold. Yeah. That,
hola.
Tell down this fence. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah.
Give me the cerveza.
So I'm actually kind of interested to see. Maybe they can get his kid to do stunt double or something.
It's awful.
Do you remember there was a movie, I think it was like 6 or 7 years ago, Vampire Academy, based off the books by Rachel Mead?
No.
Well, apparently there is, or it was, but now it is being turned into a TV series. The 6-book young adult vampire series was originally published in 07 to 2010. The first book was turned into the film in 2014. So this is a bit, Peacock is doing this. So,
oh boy.
There you go.
How many lesbians?
All of them.
All of them.
Every lesbian will be on
no
the show.
No redhead. All black.
Yes, exactly.
I know how it is. I see it.
All played by Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live.
Right.
It's weird, yeah. Sad news here, Vince. Paul Mooney passed away.
Oh, what the fuck?
Comedian, Richard Pryor's writing partner for years, had a heart attack this week. He was 79. Did tons of TV, Richard Pryor Show, Larry Sanders. Probably most people know him as the one and only Negro Damus from Chappelle's Show. So, Negro Damus passed away, never saw it coming. So,
damn, dude.
Yeah. Adult Swim has announced digital short series based on Rick and Morty characters called The Vindicators. I have no idea.
The Vindicators.
Supernova, Vance Maximus, Alan Rails, Crocobot, and Noob Noob. One of 4 digital short series that Adult Swim has revealed, each based off breakout characters from or inspired by 4 different shows. You're getting the Rick and Morty one about the Vindicators. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell is getting digital shorts. Robot Chicken and Aqua Teen. Each digital short series will highlight minor characters that have previously appeared or have been inspired by fan favorite series, create new worlds with them as the stars. Fans will go on missions with the Vindicators, catch up with the Aqua Teen villains, have fun with the demons in hell, and explore life in Alabama Jackson. Character invented at a Robot Chicken Comic-Con panel by Donald Faison. So
yeah, I see the characters from Rick and Morty. I recognize them. I just can't remember.
Okay.
I kind of quit watching it. But Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell is pretty damn funny. Did you ever watch that?
Uh-uh.
It's funny.
And I got a Donald Faison story in here, so that ties into Scrubs, Vince. I try to every week. Fox, if you like the shows 911 and 911 Lone Star, they've both been picked up for a second or another season. HBO Max's Green Lantern series. It looks like Jeremy Irvin from Treadstone is in negotiations to join Finn Wittrock. Irvin would play Alan Scott, Green Lantern, opposite of Whitrock's Guy Gardner. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Danny Masterson, you remember him.
Hey!
Scientologist, used to be Hyde and used to be on the ranch and then was accused of raping a bunch of women and then got killed off on one of the shows. Yeah, after 3 days of dramatic and often emotional testimony from 3 women that says he raped them 20 years ago, a judge found on Friday that he must stand trial. L.A. County Superior Court judge ordered Masterson to stand trial on 3 counts of rape by force or fear, charges that could get him up to 45 years in prison. Masterson and his attorneys have come out and said this was all basically an attack on his religious beliefs because of Scientology. These are all ex-Scientology members, and he went on to blame Leah Remini for pushing this case and trying to get him in trouble, since she's the kind of the head ex-Scientology thing. She's been going after him, so. But the judge said, no, fuck you, you're going to court. Or at least stand trial.
No proof.
I don't know. Apparently there was enough proof to go to trial. This was a preliminary hearing to see if there was enough, so.
Yeah, but it's a...
It sounds like a he said, she said, so I don't know.
Yeah, how is there?
I don't know. Last thing here for TV news from Disney Plus. Looks like there's a little bit of trouble at a galaxy far, far away. Rangers of the New Republic, one of several Star Wars shows that were announced during Disney's big investors presentation in December, apparently no longer in active development. So that series will not be moving forward. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. All right, let's go to movie news. And Vince, I'm kind of excited for this one. DC animated movies are usually very good.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting an Injustice movie.
Mm.
Based off the comic book series that spawned the video games. Very little details have been revealed. A sneak peek of the film will be available as part of the upcoming home release for Batman The Long Halloween Part 2. No other details surrounding the project, including voice cast or release date, are available at this time. For those that don't know the series, it's an Elseworld, so it's not in main continuity. Joker ends up killing Lois Lane, and Superman snaps, kills Joker, and sets off becoming evil Superman, and yeah, it's a hell of a story.
Yeah, but you don't, he's not really evil. He's just, you know, doing what they should have done a long time ago.
Yes, pretty much. And then the power goes to his head type of thing. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm kind of excited to see about that one. You may be excited about this, Vince. We're getting a Cher biopic.
Oh, shit.
It will be written by Eric Roth, who did, he's doing the upcoming Scorsese movie. And he also co-wrote the Dune movie that's coming out. It'll be produced by Judy Kramer, who turned ABBA into the Mamma Mia movies. So,
I can't wait.
Sonny Bono into a tree, baby.
The best thing I ever saw, we were at Thanksgiving one year, and my aunt brought her gay friend with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought my fucking grandpa was going to have a heart attack. I digress.
Yes.
He had this gay guy. He was the gayest fucking guy I've ever seen.
That's saying something.
It was wonderful. He had a goddamn blue jean jacket on, right?
Right.
It was bedazzled everywhere. White leather, little fringy things hanging off the fucking arms.
Uh-huh.
And on the back, I swear to God, it was a fucking airbrush painting of Cher.
Of course it was.
It was the most beautiful goddamn thing I'd ever seen. And I'd wear it around.
I would pay money to see you wear that, honest to God. I what little money I have, I would pay to see you wear a white leather fringe jacket with a spray airbrushed Cher giant portrait on the back.
Oh. No,
with your allegedly shirt underneath. That's there, how you did
it. There was a possibility you could have got AIDS from looking at it. It was that well, gay. Well. it was wonderful.
We're going to hell. All right.
I don't care.
We're getting a Batgirl movie. This has been in...
Speaking of gay.
This has been in pre-production hell for quite some time, but now apparently we have found its director, or should I say directors. Adil El Arabi and Bilal Falahab.
What'd you say to me?
I probably cussed you out in Arabic. These are the two guys that directed Bad Boys for Life. I've closed a deal with Warner Brothers to direct the Batgirl movie. It will be written by Christina Hodson, who wrote Bumblebee. And she's also part writer for Birds of Prey and The Flash. So,
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and apparently this is not going theatrical. This will be for HBO Max. So, yeah.
Nobody cares.
The Rock let out some production stills from his upcoming Black Adam movie. What little he put out. Looks kind of good. That's all I'm saying. But apparently he's also going to do another character for DC. But this time it will be voice acting. The Rock has landed the role of Crypto the Superdog for DC's League of Super Pets. Where he teams up with Streaky the Cat to stop another animals from the DC Universe to stop crime while Superman is on vacation, slated for release in theaters May 20th of next year. So,
People still go to the theater, huh?
I don't know.
They still are banking on people going out? I thought they were scared to death to go out and do anything anymore.
Well, if you're not wearing a hazmat suit and a mask, you can go to the theater. Then you got to wear your stuff, you know, because science.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later. We have another passing here, Vince. Charles Grodin passed away.
No shit. I didn't see that.
Yeah. Versatile actor, familiar from same time next year on Broadway, popular movies like Heartbreak Kid, Midnight Run, and the Beethoven movies, along with numerous TV appearances, died Tuesday at his home in Connecticut. He was 86. His son has announced that the cause of death, sadly, was bone marrow cancer.
Jesus, man. God.
So, yeah.
Talk about the ones you don't want.
Yep. So... all right, let's talk giant media mergers, shall we? Because it's all going to a handful. It's worse than the handful of companies that already own everything are now getting even smaller. AT&T is about to do a deal with Discovery that will basically send Warner Media. They're spinning off Warner Media and giving it to Discovery. We'll sell it to Discovery. This will include HBO, Warner Brothers Studios, Turner Networks like TNT and TBS, DC Comics, etc. So, yeah, there's that.
Oh, boy.
Discovery has History Channel, right?
Yeah, so the aliens and the Nazis aren't going away?
Well, probably not, but I'm just thinking, because All Elite Wrestling is on TNT... so maybe we can get a crossover with the crazy Greek guy from Ancient Aliens.
I'm not saying it was aliens.
But it was Cody Rhodes.
It was aliens.
It was alien Cody Rhodes.
Oh, shit.
I think I just wrote the next season of AEW. All right.
That sounds awesome.
It actually does. Yeah. Speaking of giant media mergers, this is close to being done, but nothing will be announced until it is official. MGM. The studio behind James Bond, Handmaid's Tale, Rocky, Stargate, RoboCop, Vikings, films dating back years, including distribution companies and the content network Epix, looks like they're going to be sold to Amazon for $9 billion.
Oh, no.
Apparently, MGM wanted somewhere in the range of 7 to 10. Amazon came in with a $9 billion bid that was also the amount that MGM was looking to get. MGM has apparently been up for sale since December. And with the AT&T Discovery thing, it looks like this is also going to be a done deal. So James Bond on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah. All the classic movies.
Yep. Looks like they're going to be moving to Amazon.
God damn it.
So a handful of companies are gobbling up all the other handful of companies. So Netflix is in the business of looking to acquire a movie studio as well. So, yeah. So there you go for that.
Rich get richer. You don't like watching movies anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And the rich get richer.
Yep. All right, let's go to comic book news this week. Vince, when we were growing up, you remember a character called Darkhawk?
Yes.
Well, it's getting a kind of a reboot. Darkhawk's Marvel characters only played a sporadic role in Marvel Universe in recent years. That's going to change this summer. Marvel is kicking off a new Darkhawk limited series in August and a brand new hero at the helm. New Darkhawk will be written by Kyle Higgins, who does the Power Rangers book, drawn by Juan and Ramirez, who did Web of Venom. Rather than focus on the original Chris Powell, as past Darkhawk comics have, the new series will pass the mantle to a new character called Connor Young. Basically, what Darkhawk is, for those that don't know, basically a teenager is somehow tied to an android-type body machine thing from another dimension and comes here to fight crime. Looks like number one will launch in August of this year. Will be 5-issue miniseries. So, give him his own miniseries. If it hits, probably get his own series. So
you remember when Lexington Steel was Dark Cock?
Yes, I do. Pretty sure Lisa Ann was in that movie, wasn't she? Some people are giggling at that, and they shouldn't. All right, big tease at the end of 2019's Marvel Comics 1000 finally has an answer. It is the return of Marvel Comics Defenders. Al Ewing and artist Javier Rodriguez are reviving the Defenders for a 5-issue miniseries debuting in August. That seems to be the kickoff point. It looks like the lineup is going to be Doctor Strange, Silver Surfer, Red She-Hulk, the Masked Raider, and Cloud. So, here you go. Defenders was one of the original superhero teams, right?
Yeah,
from way back. Yeah, because it was like Strange, Namor, Cap, and somebody else I can't remember offhand. But yeah,
some old school shit, right?
The old school. So they're coming back. So get ready for more Transformers comics. IDW has revealed their next slate of comics for late this summer will be led by an all new. My brand new Transformers King Grimlock miniseries will bring together Transformers and the world of swords and magic. They also revealed details on the new Transformers Shattered Glass miniseries, as well as more information on where Beast Wars will be going. King Grimlock will be written by Steve Orlando, who did Wonder Woman for years, and drawn by Augustin Padilla, who does the D&D books. So the miniseries will combine Transformers and fantasy, following Grimlock in an epic barbarian fantasy where the savage world is ruled by who's the strongest with the sword. So kind of interested in that one. The Shattered Glass book takes place in a parallel universe where the Decepticons and Autobots are obviously fighting each other. However, the roles are reversed. The Decepticons are the freedom fighters trying to escape the rule of the Autobots. Transformers Shattered Glass. Let's see. This all comes out in August. As far as Beast Wars, August we'll see issue 7. It will be the launch of the next storyline called Pod. And in that issue, we will see the series arrival of the fan favorite character, Black Arachnia. So the Transformers books have been very good. So we'll see about that.
That's surprising.
It is surprising, but they have been really good. Sad news to finish comic book news this week. The manga Berserk has been around forever and ever and ever. Announced this week that creator Kentaro Miura passed away at age 54 on May 6th. Due to acute aortic dissection. So, that sucks. But all right. Your recommendations for books that came out this week. Speaking of Transformers, Transformers Escape, issue 3. The Normal Transformers book, issue 29. Way of X, issue 2. Heroes Reborn Event, issue 3 of 7. Black Knight, Curse of the Ebony Blade, issue 3 of 5. Immortal Hulk Time of Monsters was a one-shot that came out this week, and I think the character that was in this one-shot will end up in the Immortal Hulk series soon, so it was a way to introduce the character. Batman Fortnite 0. Issue 3 of 6 came out this week, and Justice League issue 61. So.
You know, we went to the comic book store the other day.
Really?
Yeah, the boy had a gift certificate.
Oh.
Couldn't find anything he wanted until he saw the Funko Pops of Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them. Blue, Mac, and the guy with the horns. I can't think of his name.
Oh, the big bull-looking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what he got.
Yeah. He said,
couldn't
I have
find
to have
anything
them.
In the books.
Right. He said, I have to have this.
Well,
this is great. I was like, no, I'm totally all right with you doing that.
To be fair, I'm looking right now at the owlbear statue I got from Creepy. So,
right.
Yeah. So I can't say anything about that.
I know.
All right. Let's go to wrestling news this week. Former WWE star Enzo Amore was rushed to the hospital last night at a SWE show in Texas Apparently, he took a DDT on the floor and was knocked out cold.
Mm.
Said Enzo was doing a show tonight, so this was last night. Apparently, took a DDT spot outside and got knocked completely unconscious. And the story was he was taken to the hospital. That's all we know right now. It was his first match for the promotion and happened before intermission. Not completely out, was taken out on a stretcher. So, hope everything's all right with him, because that would suck. WWE released some NXT talent this week, including referee Drake Roorts, who politically kind of leans more like we do, and that pissed off a lot of people at the company, and he was fired. They also released Jake Clemens, Alexander Wolf, Skylar Story, Ezra Judge, Kavita Devi. Sadly, they released Jessamyn Duke, Vanessa Bourne, and also, based on accusations, I believe, nothing has been proven yet, Velveteen Dream has been released. So
why?
There, if I remember, the allegations were he like didn't physically do something with an underage kid, but was like trying to lure a kid, if I remember right. I could be wrong, but nothing had been proven.
So, trying to get ahead of that one.
I think that might have been what they were doing. So.
You got to go.
So we'll see. Oof. where he ends up, because I don't know.
Get innocent until proven guilty.
Unless you're in America.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. Looks like The Miz will be out for quite some time, according to Meltzer and everything. Miz suffered a torn ACL at Backlash in his Lumberjack match against Damian Priest. It's not clear if it was a full tear or a partial tear. It's not confirmed how long he will be out of action, but ACL tears take quite some time. He was, of course, then eaten by zombies at the end of the match because of the Army of the Dead cross-promotion with the movie and wrestling.
Oh, that's stupid. It was zombies? I was getting ready to ask you. Was it the guys from Monty Python?
No, sadly. Fuck. No, it was zombies appeared.
That's stupid.
And ate him and disappeared him. So, actually, it might have been I'm guessing it was done. It was supposed to happen anyway, obviously, but at least it can tie into why he's out without having to say he tore his ACL. So, but yeah.
And he's a lumberjack and he's okay.
Yeah. Fun fact for those of you that watch that, one of the lumberjacks now is a trainer at the Performance Center, but former wrestler Scotty Too Hotty was one of the zombies. So there you go with your little fun fact of the day. New Japan news this week. Will Ospreay sustained a neck injury, and as a result, he will not be participating in the next series of events and instead return to the United Kingdom for treatment and rehab. No timetable for his return, and as a result, he has vacated the IWGP World Heavyweight title. So, no champion for New Japan right now. So... looks like WWE is working to sign Speedball Mike Bailey. They're working on a deal to sign the wrestler, including getting his Canadian visa issue sorted out before they can sign him. The 30-year-old wrestler, whose real name I ain't even going to try because it's so French-Canadian, it makes poutine look American.
Oh, wee wee.
Yeah. He has been banned from the United States since March of 2016 when he entered the U.S. due to this is. He didn't have a work visa, but he still came here illegally and then worked a show for Evolve. So it's a big visa issue. WWE's trying to get worked out so they can sign him. So he's actually very talented, just really stupid when it comes to getting his papers.
Uh-huh. Wee wee.
We told you, I believe last week, that it was WWE's going to get back to live events. They have announced that July 16th. Friday Night SmackDown, Toyota Center in Houston will start their first 25-city tour. So WWE's getting back to live events. AEW news, Dynamite moving networks from TNT to TBS starting in January of next year, and a new show, AEW Rampage, will debut as a one-hour show on Friday, August 13th. So... moving networks. I don't know what this means for the TNT title. I guess it's now the TBS title. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Speaking of AEW and Impact's relationship, Don Callis, no longer listed as an Impact executive on their website, and he's likely leaving Impact to go to AEW. It looks like he's told by a few people within Impact that it's expected Callis will leave the company soon, as the expectation is for him to join AEW full time as Kenny Omega's manager moving forward. So that sucks for Impact, I guess. I don't know.
You care?
It
sounds like you don't care.
I'm getting bored with the storyline already.
Have Clarissa do it. From Clarissa Explains.
She explains everything, yeah. So that very well could be.
But she wanted to do it, though, didn't she?
She's offered to write for him. She offered to write for WWE, and they keep turning her down, but they signed Freddie Prinze back then for who the fuck knows. All right, that's it for wrestling. Vince, you got anything for video games?
I do. And right. How?
And how?
Let's see. Nintendo has a new Zelda amiibo for $25, but it kind of breaks the game. Nintendo is releasing the HD remake of Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword on the Switch July 16th. And in the run-up to Return of the Hyrule Historia, they have a new amiibo. $25 for the Zelda and Loftwing NFC-equipped figurine features the Proto-Princess and her bird companion. Apparently, in Skyward Sword, you had to go to a certain save point to go into the Sky City to get your shit. With this NFC, all you gotta do is like tap it on your Switch, and it'll take you there automatically.
Mm.
But you know, $25 pay to win.
Right.
They're pretty good at that, right?
Yeah.
Mass Effect. The legendary Normandy starship is coming to No Man's Sky.
I have no idea what you just said.
No Man's Sky players who are fans of the beloved sci-fi series Mass Effect will soon be in for a treat. Mass Effect's legendary SSV Normandy SR-1 starship will be appearing in No Man's Sky. The Normandy's arrival is the culmination of an alternative reality game that's taken place inside No Man's Sky over the past few days. If you want to add the Normandy to your frigate fleet, you have until May 31st to participate in the expedition.
Frigate.
It's fucking huge. It might just be, it might be worth just loading it up and getting in there and get the son of a bitch.
Hmm.
It looks pretty cool, but I know you don't have a PS4, so.
Nope.
You can't play all the goodness that is No Man's Sky.
Meh, okay.
It is pretty good. It, you know what? When it was released, it was broken. It was. But they have done more as a company to make sure that game is where it needed to be.
I mean, I remember when it came out and you just railed on how broken it was.
Yeah, it is a completely different game now. Well worth whatever the $14 it is to buy it now.
Good.
It really is. It's amazing. It's what they wanted it to be when it was released. So.
Right.
All right. Well, the really, really big news this week. Are you ready for this?
Yes. Save the question mark.
You asked, and we listened. We have been working. This is Deep Silver Studios. We have been working on plans to bring the Time Splitters franchise back to life.
Yes, sir. You sent me this one.
And are pleased to let you know that we are setting up a new Deep Silver development studio to do just that. Free Radical Design is reforming and will be headed up by the industry and Time Splitters veterans, Steve Ellis and David Doak. This is an exciting first step in the process. Development on a new game has not yet started, and we will update you when we have more news to share. They are fucking bringing back
Free Radical Design. They're getting the band back together.
They are getting the band back together.
Hot damn, we're getting Time Splitters.
I know, fucking Time Splitters. There have been people trying to port it over, you know, amateurs, you know.
Right.
There's people trying to make the new game. There, you know, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, this is good.
Hopefully it won't suck.
That's the hope.
That's really, Roboto sent me that story, and I was so happy. I was like, oh my God, it's coming. And I was like, oh, it's going to suck.
Well, because based off everything else that's come out lately.
It sucked,
but I'm holding out hope. I remember going to the arcade and playing Time Splitters like crazy.
Yeah, Time Splitters, we played the fuck out of that game. Me and the Phantom. Holy shit, we played the fuck out of that game.
Yeah, that got way too much of my money as younger.
Yeah, that's all we got. That got too much of our time when we were younger.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
All right, let's go to music news this week. Producer Robin Monty, Gear is the Deddy, forwarded a message he received from Eric Clapton, which Clapton reports adverse reactions he suffered after submitting to the COVID shot, regrets having undergone the procedure, and asks, where have all the rebels gone? The message basically says that he believed all the hype, and with the arrival of the shot, things would be good. But he was in with some of these other people after he got the shot. Let's see. I'm scrolling because it's a long thing.
Yeah. He said his hands burnt. Hands and feet burnt. His hand, they felt cold. He couldn't use them.
He recorded Stand and Deliver in 2020 with Van Morrison. Was immediately regaled with contempt and scorn. In February this year, before I learned the nature of the vaccine shot, after being 76 with emphysema, I was in the avant-garde. I took the first jab of AstraZeneca and straight away had severe reactions, which lasted for 10 days. I recovered eventually and was told it would be 12 weeks before the second shot. About 6 weeks later, I was offered and took the second shot with little more knowledge of the dangers. Needless to say, the reactions were disastrous. My hands and feet were either frozen, numb, or burning. Pretty much useless for 2 weeks. I feared I would never play again. I suffered with peripheral neuropathy and should have never gone near the needle. But the propaganda said the vaccine was safe for everyone. After we met this group, I felt like a veil had been lifted. I was no longer alone. It was okay, in fact, essential to hold on to my own intuition and follow my heart. And then he basically just goes on to say that they recorded new music together, him and Van Morrison, and that the shot, he should have never took the shot, but he basically bought into all the crap propaganda that everybody had told him, said, yeah, it's safe. Go right ahead and take all the shots and you'll be fine, right?
I know a lot of people have taken it.
Yeah, so do I.
I know a lot of people who've taken it, and I'm in the, you know what? I'm a live and let live kind of guy.
Yep.
But ask me if I'm going to get that shot.
I know the answer is no.
Fuck you. I ain't taking that motherfucker. Fuck you. You do you. I don't give a fuck. I'm not taking that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And all my friends that I know who haven't taken it, don't take that motherfucker.
Yeah, there. You don't know what's in it. Well, you will know something that's in it here in a second. When we get to the second half of the show, and you'll probably be a little frightened.
Is that the story that I sent you yesterday?
No, I didn't. I didn't have that. I didn't want to put that on the show, actually, because it's a little too scary. That the one doctor came out and said, everybody took the shot, should be dead in a couple of years. Yeah. Sorry, kids.
Yeah, that's...
because it's fucking with your DNA, and you're going to get stuff and die. So, yeah. All right, let's go to the next thing here. Hey, Lollapalooza's back. Millennials, I guess.
Jesus!
July 29th to August 1st, its usual location, Grant Park in Chicago. Headlined this year by Foo Fighters, Post Malone, Tyler, the Creator, Miley Cyrus, DaBaby, Marshmello, Ignilium, Megan Thee Stallion, Roddy Ricch, and Journey. Yes, that Journey. So,
Marshmello?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm gonna have to take Maureen. I'm joking. I'm not going to Chicago.
Yeah, there no. I yeah.
Soundgarden's not fronting it this year?
Well, apparently something happened to the band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was
sorry. They were the only band in Lollapalooza history to do the main stage.
Yeah,
more than, you know. They've done Lollapalooza more than anybody, I think.
Right.
Or they did.
So if you're up that way and you want to go see a concert, there you go. A host of guitar stars have donated signed guitars to the Jackson Becker Reverb Shop in order to raise money for the guitar player's medical expenses. He has ALS, really, and it's progressed very, very bad. So far, donations to the Reverb store include Joe Satriani's Flame, his custom-painted Ibanez that he played in 04 on tour, signature model donated and signed by Kiss's Paul Stanley, Jackson's signature model from Jeff Loomis. More guitars are coming in from Kurt Hammett, Mark Tremonti, Trivium, Niall Borsch, Zoltan Bathroy from Five Finger Death Punch, all trying to raise money for this guy's medical expenses. So, all right. Next story here. Queen guitarist Brian May has undergone surgery for an undisclosed reason on his left eye. He announced on Instagram that he was going in for a little bit of eye surgery and the procedure would be a piece of cake. Said it would improve his focus to his stereoscopic vision. Apparently, he releases books with stereoscopic in the title. So he didn't mention the reason for the surgery, but he told fans he was having the procedure done just on his left eye. So best wishes to him. All right. Last music story, if you can really call it a music story. You remember we had a story of Demi Lovato a couple weeks ago saying that she had brain damage due to her drug overdose? Remember when we had that story?
You're doing this.
Yep. Well, I just want to remind
you're leading with that.
I just want to remind everybody about the brain damage thing before we get into this. In her new podcast, she came out as non-binary.
There it is.
Year and a half, I've been doing some healing and self-reflective work. Although with this work, I had the realization I identify as non-binary. I'll be officially changing my pronouns to they, them. I feel this best represents the fluidity I feel in my gender expression and allows me to feel the most authentic and true to the person I both know I am and I'm still discovering.
Brain.
Yeah, drugs are bad, kids.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
She fucked her head up.
Yeah.
Lovato potato. Lovato potato.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Thank God that's it for alleged music news. All right. Let's get into true false this week. Nobody got last week's fake story. It was story number one, the AP reporter and the white deaf supremacist.
Man, I thought for sure that was the real one.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
What's bad is the news stories are so bizarre that you don't know what's fake and what's not. So, it's really, really bad.
I don't like it.
All right, let's start. Guess the fake story here. I'll put the thread up after post the show. Story number one. Alex Rodriguez, former baseball player, is teaming up with company Him and Hers, a wellness company which him and his ex-girlfriend Jennifer Lopez became investors in, to develop the brand's first makeup for men. So that's your first story.
So we are Egyptians now?
Apparently. Story number two, Haley Davidson is looking like they are going to be on the LPGA tour. The transgender woman won a National Women's Golf Association event in Orlando and was told that the USGA has accepted him as eligible to compete in the women's tour under its new gender policy. So, man going to the LPGA to fight all those little Asians that can hit the golf ball really well and other lesbians. Or story number three, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson has come out in a recent interview and said that the UFO hysteria that is recently gripping news stories and everything is not real. That there is no evidence of UFOs. So which is the fake story?
I'm scared to even...
Is it A-Rod and Makeup for Men, man joining the LPGA Tour, or astrophysicist says we have no evidence of aliens.
People don't think the universe be like it is, but it do.
She, yeah. So,
but it do.
So there's your three stories this week. Which do you think is the fake? Good luck to everybody. And with that, it's time for Song of the Week. We'll take a break here. When we come back, it'll be time for our top 10 list of songs with a color in the title.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Luck has left me standing so tall. Gold heart, always believe in your soul.
Gold, I'm that Hi, this is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But, being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste. And The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest-running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit.
This is awesome! This is awesome!
What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode, we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for the top 10 list this week. Songs with a color in the title.
Oh, it was that?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I thought it was songs that colored. Never mind. I'm joking.
Okay.
Half well, I really took you for a surprise. I really got you, didn't I?
Half the time, I don't know if you're kidding. Let's be fair. I didn't know if you thought colored was... You know. You mean songs by colored folk? Yeah, I didn't. I kind of figured that where you might have been. It's all Little Richard, ain't it?
Just yeah, hey.
His greatest hits.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Okay.
All right. What's your number 10?
Whiter Shade of Pale.
Very nice.
Oh, my.
My number 10, Black Velvet, Alana Miles.
Damn it, didn't make the list. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
They play it all the time, but I still like it.
Yeah. All right, number 9.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Elton John.
Speaking of the gay.
Speaking of yellow, my number 9, Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, Frank Zappa.
Oh, God damn it. No Zappa.
Yep.
That makes me sad. I usually, I'm on that. I'm on the Zappa train.
All right, number the 8.
Purple Haze.
Oh, that Hendrix fella.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
That's right. Misheard song lyrics. my number 8 here, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, Willie Nelson. Classic. All right, number 7.
Well, I'll continue the country. Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Nice.
You goddamn fucking whore.
Pretty much. 37.
37.
Holy God. In a row?
My girlfriend's like 37 dicks. Sad.
All right. My number 7 here, Fade to Black, Metallica. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6.
Blackbird.
Ooh.
The Beatles.
I got Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden.
Higher on the list.
I figured when I put it on there that it would be higher on your list, yes. All right, halfway to number 5.
We don't have a lot of crossover.
No, not yet.
My number to 5th, Behind Blue Eyes.
Mm. You like the Who version or the Limp Bizkit version?
The Who.
Did I even have to ask?
Fuck you and your Limp Bizkit. Speaking of gay.
All right. My number 5. Surprise, this hasn't been on your list yet. Blue Monday.
Higher on the list.
All right. Number 4.
Little Red Corvette.
Also my number 4 is Little Percocet. Yes, that's right. Clap, clap.
Clap, clap.
All right. Number 3.
Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. The motherfucking Hollies.
Yep. That's a good song.
I know.
My number 3. Blue on Black, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Oh, man. You remember when Kenny Wayne Shepherd was big?
Yep.
Actually, he wasn't as big as he should have been.
Right. He wasn't as big as Johnny Lang was at the time.
Yeah, Johnny Lang was huge, but Kenny Wayne Shepherd should have been bigger.
Yep. And then he battled some problems, and now he's back making really, really good music.
So. Really?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. All right, number 2. I think I know your 1 and 2.
Let me see. Number 2 is Blue Monday.
Uh-huh. All right. I kind of figured, my number 2, sticking with blue, give me those blue suede shoes from The King.
Mm.
Yep. Number 1, I know what your number 1 is.
I think everybody knew what my number 1 was.
I had it between 2.
Yeah.
I had it between 2.
Black Hole Sun.
Yeah. I figured it was either going to be that or Supermassive Black Hole.
No.
My number 1, Back in Black, AC/DC.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, let's get the listener picks, and we got a bunch this week. Apparently, you guys like this one. Snowy, happy belated birthday, Snowy. Snowy's birthday was yesterday, I believe. So,
Uncle Snowy's birthday.
Uncle Snowy's birthday.
Drinking Labatt's.
Listening to the McKenzie Brothers.
Watching Strange Brew, eh?
Snowy says Slayer's Blood Red, Typo Negative's Black Number 1, Misfits Green Hell, and Venom's Black Metal. you know, Snowy, the big connoisseur of country music.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And rap.
And rap, yeah. Roboto, Behind Blue Eyes, Black Hole Sun, Blue Collar Man by Styx, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Sweet Madam Blue by Styx, White Wedding, Billy Idol, and Yellow Submarine by some English guys. So, Baza came in with Pearl Jam's Black.
Speaking of British guys.
Yep, that's a good song too. Yeah. Brad, Paint It Black, Rolling Stones. Purple Rain, Prince. Roboto comes back with Goldeneye, Goldfinger, Man with the Golden Gun, and Gold from Imagine Dragons.
No way.
He loves gold.
No, wait. The Bear Jew, Brad?
Yeah.
No Neil Diamond.
How did you not do Forever in Blue Jeans?
How did you not do Red Red Wine?
I know.
I'm pulling your Jew card, Brad. I'm sorry.
Congratulations. Yay, one of us.
Did you do this list yesterday?
Who?
Brad.
Brad? Yeah, I don't.
You're not supposed to be working on Saturday.
Yeah, it's holy or something, like Swiss cheese. Yeah. It's not like you guys don't own everything already. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to beat my ass tomorrow.
All right, Chris comes in with Black Hole Sun, Back in Black, Mr. Blue Sky, ELO.
Mm-hmm.
Behind Blue Eyes, Little Red Corvette, Painted Black, White Rabbit, Jefferson Airplane, Hazy Shade of Winter. I'll take it. Golden Brown by the Stranglers, and Electric Blue by Ice House.
Oh, damn. I forgot that one.
Brad did come back, Vince.
Oh, shit.
Goodbye Blue Sky, Pink Floyd.
Uh-huh.
But still no Neil Young.
Diamond.
Yeah. Neil Young Diamond. That's a weird combo if there ever was one. Kim came in with Black Roses, Brown Eyed Girl, Little Red Wagon, Blue Suede Shoes, Black Velvet, Back in Black, Don't Make My Brown Eyes Blue, Little Red Corvette, Little Boy Blue, and Red Red Wine. And Handsome Dan finishes us off here with Perfect Blue Buildings by Counting Crows, My Pale Blue Eyes, Velvet Underground, If Love Is a Red Dress, Maria McKee, White Discussion by Live, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, Willie Nelson, It's All Over Now, Baby Blue by The Animals, Long Black Road, ELO, Black Diamond by The Replacements, Black Balloon by The Goo Goo Dolls, I Saw Red by Warrant, and White Blank Page by Mumford & Sons.
So. Damn.
Thank you, everybody, for your suggestions. All of those are very good. I think next week, Vince, let's just change color for a number. Songs with a number in the title.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn it.
99 Luftballons.
Oh, see, now what are you doing?
Trying to talk German.
Oh.
Okay. All right, let's get the listener questions this week. Roboto kind of has a suggestion for a top 10 magicians.
Oh, that's good.
That is a good one.
How about the week after?
There's a couple of suggestions in here for top 10s. I'm going to write them down, and those will be coming up because we are running out of ideas.
Thank you.
5 years of this shit, and we are running out of ideas.
What episode is this? 362?
362, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's, yeah.
All right, Handsome Dan would like to know, favorite Ninja Turtle?
Mikey.
Ah, it's a Raphael guy. Yeah.
I don't know. I like Donatello. I liked them all. They all had their own specialness to them. The cartoon was great.
Yes. The original cartoon.
Yeah, the original cartoon back in the day.
Yeah. Favorite Power Ranger? Is there any other answer but the original Pink Ranger? Yeah. Amy Jo Johnson? I mean,
I like Trini, though.
Yeah, until the crow killed her. Yeah.
Yeah, she was hot. There was a few other spinoffs of it that weren't that bad.
I barely saw any of the spinoffs, to be honest with you.
I caught the Mystic Force one.
Mm.
Power Rangers Mystic Force. And Mystic Force wasn't that bad. Of course, it was filmed in New Zealand, so...
Yeah.
There was that.
Yeah.
I think they're all filmed in New Zealand, though, now.
Probably.
I think Mystic Force was probably my favorite one.
Mm.
Wow, I sound like a nerd.
Yep.
Starting to sound like Roboto. I love you.
He loves you too. Handsome Man would also like to know favorite He-Man hero and villain.
Oh, Jesus.
A top 10 He-Man characters might be good someday. Yes, it will. Just saying.
Thank you.
Thank you. I could do that one in my sleep.
I couldn't.
I know. Favorite villain.
It's been so long.
Favorite villain's got to be Skeletor.
Yeah.
Favorite hero.
He-Man.
I always liked Mossman. Probably for my affinity for Swamp Thing. I just kind of transposed Mossman and Swamp Thing as a little kid.
Who was the eagle? Who's that chick?
The sorceress.
Yeah, I liked her.
Yeah. I like Stratos. Yeah, there's a bunch. So, but yeah, I'm going to say Mossman is probably my favorite hero.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
I watched the, what's that guy's name? The Craftsman.
Oh, Craftsman.
I watched Craftsman. The video, and he's got Castle Grayskull up in his studio.
Does he?
Yes.
Oh, God, I need to watch that.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
You puppet bastard. I got to meet you someday.
Yeah. That's one of the very few people off YouTube or any video thing. I'm like, I want to meet that person.
Yeah. That guy, whoever does that. I mean, I know that's just.
I think it's an old black guy, to be honest with you.
I think it is, too.
Just from the voice.
Yeah. If it's not, I don't know, man. But the puppet thing.
I love it.
It's such a great shtick, dude.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
He's great.
It's awesome. That's the best fucking channel on YouTube.
It is really up there for me. So, yeah. All right. Next question here comes from Tony. Have superhero comics, especially characters like Captain America, historically been involved in political storylines? And have those stories been comparable to anything nowadays with woke culture and all that nonsense?
No.
Cap, yeah, of course, Cap was originally political because, I mean, it was a war, the whole war thing, fighting Hitler, all that good stuff. Yeah, that worked out great. But, I mean, as far as superhero comics, it depends on who was writing it at the time. They did, what was that, back in the 60s or 70s, they did a story arc, Superman versus the Klan.
Yeah, but you know what the difference is, though, now? The comics back then were bringing us as a nation together.
Yes.
The comics now are tearing us apart.
Right. Yes, I completely agree. I mean, X-Men, when Stan Lee created the X-Men, he even said this in interviews, it was about civil rights.
Right.
Here's this group of people just trying to live, just trying to, you know, do their thing and how the other people are attacking them. Looked at today how the Christians are getting treated. Just saying. But yeah. But yeah, I agree with you. But back then, it was trying to bring everybody together. And nowadays, it's, you know, if you ain't part of this group, fuck you, you're evil, like everything else.
There was somebody on Twitter bitching about some white guy quoting Martin Luther King.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we're at now.
Yeah.
Like, you can't say Martin Luther King wanted peace.
If you're white.
If you're white, because then you're just a piece of shit. At this point, I just don't give a fuck.
I think everybody thinks like that needs to go for a nice, you know, long car trip, clear your head, you know, like John Kennedy type of thing.
Clear your head.
Yeah. All right. Next thing comes in from Chris. Remember when Sting, the wrestler, not the commie trash musician, was in that awful TNT movie Shutter Speed? Yes, I do sadly remember that. How bad did that suck? It was god awful. And did they go out of their way to find really tall co-stars? Steve Borden is 6'3", but he looked to be of average height in that movie. Wouldn't surprise me. Do you think that role was his cosmic penance for agreeing to that fucking RoboCop thing for a few years prior? How dare you besmirch RoboCop coming to save Sting from the rubber cage? God damn, wrestling was great as a kid.
I swear to God, I don't remember that.
Oh, you have to look it up on YouTube. It's hilarious. Just look up RoboCop Sting. It's great. And it's not even Peter Weller in
the suit. Oh, it's not
That's
Peter Weller?
No, of course not. All right, Chris has a math problem for us, Vince.
God damn it.
If Stan has $50, a brand new watch, and a gold wedding band, then Tyrone sneaks up, knocks him out with a vicious right hook from behind, steals his money, watch, and wedding band, what color is Tyrone?
That's, I can't say it.
Can you say it? Can you say it in Spanish? That's the yeah. It stands Asian. You got to give us a little more here, Chris, because it's Asian. I think I know.
Yeah, that's but white. They did pass that bill.
Because the answer is always white is wrong.
So. Yeah.
All right, his next thing here. So I was sitting on the stoop chatting with my neighbor, Miss Mahasha Ali Jackson. She was telling me about her cousin, D.D. Click-a-click Mahatepa Hansu. She said that she thought he was listening to way too much burn loop murder propaganda. Started to have what they thought was a psychosomatic effect on him. It got so bad that anytime he had sex with a white woman, he had this weird, very severe allergic reaction. His eyes would burn horribly, and he'd start hacking and coughing, so he went to the ER for a doctor's visit. Turns out it was nothing out of the ordinary, just a typical reaction to pepper spray.
God, I don't feel bad for that one because you know what? I know I've seen the statistics, okay?
Yes, stats are facts are an amazing thing. Yeah. All right, I'm just moving on here quickly.
Move on.
Handsome Dan, another favorite question here, Vince. Favorite Voltron Force member?
Oh, man.
Was the big one Chunk?
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
The Hunk.
He was in the green.
Hunk.
Hunk, yes. Yes, that was my favorite. Hot damn, I miss the old Voltron toys.
Did you watch the new Voltron? I think we went through the first season.
Yeah.
And I never finished it.
Hmm.
I don't think they had the second season on, but I haven't finished that that series yet.
Really?
I haven't finished Castlevania yet either.
I've heard that is fantastic. I need to get in on that one.
We went through the first season of that, and it was like, holy shit, this is really good. It's over?
Yeah.
And it was like that, you know? It's like right. It's like Black Books.
Mm.
You ever watch that?
Yeah.
It's like, this is it? That's it? There's no more episodes?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Roboto has another top 10 idea. TV shows you can say you've never seen a single episode of.
Oh, fucking sign me up. I'll nail that one.
Chris has another idea here. Top 10 comic book TV series. I think we're good for about a month here, guys. Thank you.
I love you guys.
Yeah. Let's see. Chris here again. For at least a year now, probably longer, whenever I get a CAPTCHA challenge to my login on a website and click the box that says, I am not a robot, appears, in my head I hear, I am not a robot. I blame Vince. So do you ever think we'll get a Preparation H on a bungee line 100 feet above the ring, or is he too good with the royal family?
Oh.
Did you have a stroke, Chris? I don't understand that one.
I think
he might have. All right, last question of the week comes in from Twitter, and this is for Justin, since I'm guessing Vince would be lost. But could you do a quick top five or so most underrated wrestlers of all time?
Hey, I can hold my own.
Okay, Vince, give me six underrated wrestlers.
Oh, you said five.
Five or six. It says five or so. So.
Tugboat.
Absolutely.
God damn it.
You can do it.
I can't.
You can do it.
Tugboat.
Just start naming people, dum-dum.
No, I can't do that. You do it. See, all I right. couldn't. One. I got one. Damn,
yeah, he
that's
got one.
Sad.
That's,
I got one.
Well, he didn't go with Coco Beware, which I thought he was going to go with, or Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Or
hey, Hacksaw's not bad.
Uh-uh. So, see, you could have done it. You just had to think, and we're still too early for that.
It ain't
so.
Gonna, I'm not thinking. It's Sunday.
All right.
I'm not thinking.
I did a quick little list. I'll go 6-1 here just real quick. Mike Awesome, William Regal, Alex Shelley, Chris Candido, Chris Canyon, and number one, absolutely beautiful Bobby Eaton of the Midnight Express. So there's a quick little top six most underrated wrestlers of all time. So, all right, that wraps up listener questions. Thank you, everybody, for sending those in. All right, let's get to this COVID nonsense, Vince.
No.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about it. 2 months ago, Rand Paul took Dr. Fraudy to task for continuing to insist Americans wear a mask even if they had been fully vaccinated. At the time, Fauci disagreed with Rand Paul's assertion that continuing to wear a mask once someone had been vaccinated, air quote, was political theater. But now Fauci has flip-flopped yet again on masks, admitting on Good Morning America that it was political theater for him to wear a mask even after he'd been fully vaccinated. He said, before the CDC made recommendation to change, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals, but being a fully vaccinated person, the chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting was extremely low. So he lied to Congress. He admitted he lied to Congress.
I'm not surprised.
Follow the science. Yeah, I'm not surprised. And nothing will happen about it.
Yeah, nothing. I don't. Of course he was lying about it.
Yeah. Speaking of the Dr. Fraud, he said that the COVID-19 pandemic exposed the undeniable effects of racism across the United States. Because everything is white people's fault.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You're just pissing people off at this point. Like, nobody believes a fucking word you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. See, people are like, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
They know you're full of shit.
Yeah.
And you're just making it worse.
Yeah, except the people that are in the cult.
The government needs to start kissing people's asses here pretty soon.
And that ain't going to happen.
That ain't going to happen.
No. The head of the CDC finally admitted what we have told you all along, that it is highly possible and probable that COVID was manufactured in a Chinese bioweapon lab. And even Fauci has now flip-flopped again on it. Fauci, who discredited the Trump administration's claim that COVID escaped from a Chinese lab, now insists he's not convinced that the virus has natural origins. So how can you trust the science when the guy that everyone was told to listen to can't even make up his own mind? It escaped from a Chinese bioweapon lab.
That he funded.
That he funded. To turn it into a bioweapon.
And it worked.
Yeah.
It wasn't there. Who wrote On a Pale Horse?
Was that Bill Cooper? No.
Yeah. Didn't he say something to the effect of it wouldn't kill everyone? It would just be enough just to fuck with everything.
On a Pale Horse was Piers Anthony. I think you're...
No. Behold a Pale Horse.
Yeah.
That was William Cooper, right?
Yes.
Didn't he say that...
Cooper. Yeah.
Didn't he say something to the effect that it might not have been him, that they said that... If there was a bioweapon release, it wouldn't be enough to kill everyone. It would just be enough to fuck with the governments.
Right.
It would just disrupt it. Yes.
Yeah. It would be the start to get the ball rolling. Yeah.
And it worked.
Yep. He was dead on.
Whoever, I forget who said that. I know. I thought it was him, but
I think it was Bill Cooper.
Yeah, but they said it wouldn't be enough to kill everybody. It would just fuck with you.
Yeah.
And boy, it fucked with us.
Mm-hmm. All right. The British Army will now punish military personnel who declined to get the shot. Basically, they're going to be educated by their commanders. If they still refuse, they will be deemed unfit to soldier and dealt with accordingly. They're saying they're going to make it mandatory for deployment on operations or exercises like they do with the yellow fever. So,
no tea and crumpets for you.
Yeah. Oregon is now telling businesses that if they allow customers to go maskless in their stores, that they first must verify vaccination status beforehand. I guess there's no HIPAA laws in Oregon.
How is that possible?
It's not.
How Some, are they getting
gonna
away
with that?
That's going
to be fought in court. That's going to be fought in court.
That's like papers, please, man.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan announced Thursday a $2 million COVID-19 vaccine lottery for Marylanders. They're basically it's $40,000 a day. The last drawing will be $400,000. If you've gotten the shot, you're eligible for this bribe. It's a bribe. They're trying to bribe you to get a shot.
It's stalled.
Fuck with your DNA.
It now 39%?
Yeah.
It stalled at 39%.
Yeah.
It's got to be 70 for it to work. Bullshit.
Right. All right. Last thing for the COVID shit here. This is the scary one. Government Advisory Board warns that the Gates-backed Moderna shot contains SM-102.
SM.
Yeah, SM-102, a compound linked to cancer, infertility, and death. A fact sheet displaying the COVID ingredients show the Moderna shot contains this. According to Cayman Chemical Safety data sheet on the on SM-102, published in April of this year, the substance is for research use only, not for human or veterinary use. The safety data sheet also lists cancer, infertility, kidney, liver, and central nervous system damage as possible hazards. The vaccine ingredient is said to be fatal in contact with skin and toxic to aquatic life with long-lasting effects. This is what's in the shot.
You know what bothers me? And I love our liberal listeners, right?
Mm-hmm.
American liberal listeners. How about that?
Yeah.
You went crazy over two scoops of ice cream.
Yeah.
Trump, oh my God, he had two scoops of ice cream. Trump had two scoops of ice cream. Oh my God. He literally fast-tracked a goddamn experimental gene therapy.
Right.
Said the companies who make it are exempt from being sued.
Yeah, you can't sue them when there's side effects or death.
But you bitch about him eating two scoops of ice cream.
Yeah, and SM-102, which give you cancer, infertility, or kill you.
Yeah.
Is in the shot.
If there's any reason to be pissed off at that motherfucker,
that would be it.
That's it. I can't believe, and he's like, oh yeah, get your shot, it's great. And you motherfuckers are going out and getting that goddamn shot.
I ain't taking shit.
I'm not taking shit. Like I said, I know friends. I've got plenty of people I know that have taken it. You know what? Live and let live. I ain't taking that shit.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Nope. Let's go to Did You See the Stories this week. A bus driver in Colorado was caught on camera slapping a student across the face last month. The driver, Bertram Jaquez, was on his route when an argument between two girls on the bus prompted him to stop the vehicle and intervene in the quarrel. The girls were arguing over one girl who had her mask below her nose. Security footage from the bus shows the driver reaching for the 10-year-old girl's mask and trying to lift it over her nose. The young girl, who let her nose out from under the mask because she wasn't feeling good, was then slapped across the face by the driver. In a written statement out of the school district, he tried to justify his outburst, saying, "Out of reaction, I slapped her once." School bus driver is now facing a misdemeanor charge, including harassment, assault causing injury, and child abuse. A portion of the district's termination letter to Jaquez revealed he previously put hands on a student over a mask confrontation, writing, "This is the second time this year you have physically touched a student out of anger. First incident was August 19th, where you grabbed a student by the arm after a verbal argument about wearing a facial covering. If either of those kids were mine, you would see me on the news with a story about a hate crime."
Big old smile on my face, too.
You damn right.
Just a smiling.
Yeah. Kellogg's cereal is teaming up with Glad for a Together with Pride cereal that encourages, on the side of the box, to encourages your children to make up their own pronouns, continuing the indoctrination.
I thought, when you said Glad, I thought the trash bag.
No, the gay lesbian group.
That's awesome.
Yeah, make Please up your own don't. Pronouns, kids. Just tell your kids to do it, yeah.
I said, I'm pretty sure my son's an A10.
Yeah.
I identify as an A10 warthog.
Yeah. Black Ox Chinook, yeah. Yeah. Biden. Old Joey Biden there, Grandpa Sniffy, is going to have the family of George Floyd. You know, the Fresh Prince of Nowhere, St. George of Fentanyl.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he's going to have his family at the White House on Tuesday to talk about what has happened in the 1 year since his death.
Rampant violence, deaths, murders.
Yeah.
Society breakdown. That's nice.
Yeah. Prince Harry said in a recent podcast interview with Dax Shepard that America's First Amendment is bonkers. "I've got so much I want to say about the First Amendment as I sort of understand it, but it's bonkers. I don't want to start going down the First Amendment route because that's a huge subject and one which I don't understand because I've only been here a short time. But you can find a loophole in anything. You can capitalize or exploit what's not said rather than uphold what is said." I don't give a shit about what British people think about our country, because we fought a war and we won. We, you know, we won.
Did we?
Well, that's a good question.
Did we?
Yeah. Pro-Palestinian protesters beat an elderly Jewish man in Canada.
Oy vey.
Then in Midtown Manhattan, they also beat another man and sexually assaulted a girl.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, there's a ceasefire now between Abraham's kids over there. So that's we'll nice. See how long that lasts. Yeah. On Friday, the FBI quietly admitted that the 2017 Alexandria, Virginia baseball field shooting by a far-left Bernie bro who tried to murder several Republican members of Congress has now been classified as domestic terrorism carried out by a domestic violent extremist. The incident was previously classified as suicide by cop. In April, FBI Chief Christopher Wray was confronted by Republican lawmakers over the agency classifying it as suicide by cop. So they switched it quietly to domestic terrorism.
Because they had to.
Yes.
They weren't going to.
No, they weren't going to until they got called out. Yeah. The American Medical Association released a lengthy anti-racist plan last week detailing the organization's ambitious initiatives to embed racial justice in the medical profession. So now it's going to be if you you can't see a doctor if you're white. So cool. The three-year plan to implement anti-racist and initiatives, because the words are the best.
You almost said insanity.
Insanity, including pushing critical race theory, specifically in the medical community. All you white doctors, how dare you? It's a good thing most of them are brown from India.
Good, maybe I can get ivermectin now.
Yeah, right? Let's see here. Chicago Mayor Beetlejuice, I mean, Lori Lightfoot is... That's Gordon Lightfoot. Is now only granting one-on-one interviews to black or brown journalists. A number of local TV reporters and political reporters in Chicago have confirmed this. George Cartons, the city's 12th ward alderman, said, "How is that even true? Be serious." And then he was tweeted back by quite a few political reporters saying, "I can confirm that this is the actual case." Can you imagine the outrage from the Judeo media if a white mayor said he was only going to give interviews to white journalists?
Can't have no white people in this damn room.
Yeah.
My dick a big snood.
You remember Mark McCloskey? Him and his wife in St. Louis there, that pulled out the guns when the Burn Loop murder was going to come get him on their private property.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's now running for U.S. Senate in Missouri.
Fucking A, he is.
Yeah, so. I hope he wins.
Go get him.
New video from the January 6th destroys the whole insurrection hoax. New video shows police giving permission to protesters to enter and protest inside the Capitol. There have, of course, been older video of the police opening the gates for the protesters. The police then wave the protesters on through the barricades and toward the Capitol building itself. But yeah, this whole, it's an insurrection. The cops, it's literally on video, the cops letting them in, pointing and telling them where to go.
Well, we're at war right now, so.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. We had the story of Arthur Pulowski, the preacher from Alberta in Canada, who was arrested in the middle of the highway by SWAT team. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now arsonists have allegedly tried to burn down his house.
Sure.
He said, "It's insanity. The whole thing is getting out of hand. We're fighting for the rights of people, all colors, that they can come express themselves. And here's what we're being subjected to." He went on to explain how approximately 11:30 last Saturday night, which was 1 week after his arrest for continuing to hold church services, there was his wife heard a commotion outside their house and discovered heavy firefighter and police presence. Thinking at first they had come to arrest him again in the middle of the night after he had been released last week, he said his wife then realized firefighters were putting out a fire. They realized the fire was in their own garage. Apparently somebody piled up a bunch of cardboard and wood in a bin next to the garage's wooden garage door and set it on fire. Yeah. Vince, you want a scary story? The Federal Reserve, people that control the money, is moving forward in its efforts to develop its own digital currency, announcing Thursday it will release a research paper this summer that explores the move further. So digital money from the government that will probably be tied to whether or not you've had the shot or not is coming. All right. The two guards that were supposed to check on Jeffrey Epstein falsified records. They made a plea deal, prosecutors admitting that, yes, they did falsify records, but surprisingly, not surprisingly at all, they will avoid any jail time. So all those loose ends are tied up nice and neat. Nothing happened. There was never an Epstein. So following the lead of Arizona's forensic audit of 2020 presidential election results, 147,000 Fulton County, Georgia absentee ballots are being unsealed for an audit. A judge ordered the unsealing of the ballots, which will allow a group of Georgia voters and experts to review absentee ballots, which the Republicans claim might have been tainted by voter fraud. Trump only lost the state by 13,000 votes. So this could flip Georgia, and they're really trying to hide this. So, all right, this next story here is just horribly fucking sad. Darian Brown, 18, was captured on surveillance camera footage returning to the same bedroom he had snatched 4-year-old Cash Gurnon from hours earlier. He shows hovering menacingly over Carter Gurnon as he slept in the crib he shared with his twin brother Cash about 7 a.m. He appears to get spooked by a sound in the house and flees, leaving the boy asleep. About 2 hours earlier, before sunrise, Brown had been seen captured on camera, creeping into the bedroom, grabbing Cash and making off with him. The toddler was then found stabbed to death just before 7 a.m., about a half mile away in Dallas. Dallas medical examiner revealed Cash's cause of death was multiple stab wounds. Police earlier said the boy had been stabbed with an edged weapon. Antoinette Square, 39, said she had set off a walk around the neighborhood when she came across the boy's body, which she initially thought was a dog. Yeah, that's black guy went in, snatched a little white kid, killed him.
Where's the people at burning the cities down?
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? That's what we've come to expect, right?
Yeah. So
justice for whatever.
Right.
Racial inequalities and whatnot.
Yeah.
Why aren't they going into the ghettos and, you know?
Yep.
Why?
Good question.
That's hey, you know what's good for the goose, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. I shouldn't say that, but.
Vince, let's end this with a hopeful story this week.
Oh, my.
Balkanization is trying to get going, kids.
This is the story I sent you, right?
Mm-hmm. 5 more rural counties in Oregon have voted to support efforts and leave the state and become part of Idaho instead. 5 counties, Baker, Grant, Lake, Mauler, and Sherman, are the latest to back an idea to put forth to Idaho lawmakers by a group called Move Oregon's Border for a Greater Idaho. The Greater Idaho Movement, as the organization also refers to itself, has been pushing a plan to move Idaho's border so that it encompasses more conservative counties in Oregon, Northern California, and southeastern Washington, something that would create the nation's third largest state. We promote the idea of creating a Greater Idaho so that conservative counties can become part of a red state. The Greater Idaho organization writes on its website, the 5 counties to support the idea join 2 others, Jefferson and Union, who have already previously voted in support of the movement, which would hope to flip around 3/4 of Oregon by area to Idaho. This also joins the state of Appalachia, which is trying to become their own state in Virginia.
That would, what was it? It has to pass the Congress in Oregon.
Right.
For it to redo it. But, you know, people will find a way around that.
Yeah, exactly. Wink. Yeah. So,
you know, if you could set up an autonomous zone.
Yeah, you can set up a CHOP or a CHAZ or whatever the hell you call it. We can set up states.
Yeah. So. Fuck you. This is ours. Yeah. We answered Idaho now.
Get the fuck out.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground, and always ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? And hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.